This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're visiting with Dr. Richard W. Fleming, an expert plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, California. He will discuss today what to expect before and after rhinoplasty surgery. And Dr. Fleming, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
My pleasure, Eric.
So Dr. Fleming, to kick things off here today, how long does it take to recover from a rhinoplasty surgery?
Well, it depends upon how we define recovery. In other words, there's a cast on the nose for about 6 days after surgery. I don't pack the nose, so that's not an issue. I tell people to limit their physical activities for a couple weeks, strenuous things. I tell them to avoid any activities with the risk of trauma for about 6 weeks. We just tell people to be cautious, and it depends upon what they mean by recovery. Final result is going to take several months. After 10 to 12 days, I tell people if they can be seen by people they don't want to share it with. They want to be totally private about it. After a couple weeks, they can do that. Unless there are people who work in front of the camera, then I tell them to take about 3 weeks. So it's not a terribly long time, but it depends upon how private they want to be about their procedure.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense. Thanks for that. Now, how should patients prepare for a rhinoplasty surgery?
That's a long discussion, but let me summarize a few points I think that will be helpful to people who are considering the operation. First of all, I find that selecting a surgeon is probably the most difficult part of rhinoplasty surgery for patients. So in preparation, they should find a surgeon who's obviously board certified, but even more important is a surgeon who specializes in rhinoplasty surgery because it's so technically challenging. It's much more difficult to find a person who's experienced in this particular procedure. I don't want a surgeon who does a lot of body work doing my rhinoplasty because it's such a challenging operation, okay? They should meet with their surgeon or prospective surgeons, discuss their alternatives, clearly establish goals and expectations. I see people for revision surgery that's been done elsewhere, and many times the results aren't bad, but they didn't get exactly what they wanted, so they didn't discuss thoroughly and clearly with their surgeon what their goals were, because the surgeon and the patient have to have similar aesthetic tastes or patient's not going to be satisfied. Patients should have all their questions answered. They should have the surgeon show them results in patients who had a similar problem so they can evaluate that surgeon's results. A lot of people do morphing computer imaging now. That's very helpful in a consultation. But you want a technical surgeon. You want an expert surgeon. You don't want somebody who's great on the computer. Finally, in terms of medical preparation, nutritional preparation, we give the patients a sheet, 8.5 by 11 sheet, single space, of things to avoid and to not do, both nutritionally, in other words, garlic. You have a good garlic meal the night before surgery, you're going to have a lot more bleeding and swelling, so your postoperative course will be extended. There are things like that are obvious, like medicine, that aspirin, for example, will thin the blood. You want to avoid certain medications. But that's real clear, and if the patient pays attention to that, they will significantly impact their postoperative recovery and make it a lot better.
That is terrific information, especially for those looking to have a rhinoplasty surgery or procedure done in the future. Most helpful information for sure. Now, Dr. Fleming, what makes you known for your expertise and skill with the rhinoplasty procedure, if you don't mind me asking?
A rhinoplasty surgeon should have extensive experience and specialization. In other words, what I'm saying is, because it's a technically challenging operation, it takes a while for any well-trained surgeon to get the expertise this particular procedure. So experience is very important. And another thing is specialization. In other words, the focus of my practice from day one has been rhinoplasty. I do other facial aesthetic procedures, but I've always done a lot of rhinoplasty. I think it's important that a prospective patient talk to and select surgeons who really are experienced in this operation. The other thing that builds a good reputation in terms of this surgery is that the surgeon consistently achieves a natural, non-surgical appearing result, okay? If a stranger tells you you have a very nice nose and asks who did it, that's not a compliment. You want a natural result. The other thing that is very important is a surgeon who individualizes every procedure. In all the years I've been doing this, I've never done two noses exactly the same. And the other thing that's very important that establishes a reputation with a rhinoplasty surgeon is that the nose is done so it complements the surrounding facial features. Bring all parts of the nose and all the surrounding features into concert so that many times we're doing other procedures at the same time, unwanted physical characteristics that should be improved. So the patient ends up with a harmonious result. All of those things, I think, contribute to reputation of being an expert in this field, which is so challenging.
Certainly do appreciate your input so far. Today we are with Dr. Richard W. Fleming, an expert plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills, California, covering the rhinoplasty procedure here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, another curiosity I'm sure listeners would have, how long does the surgery actually take?
The average rhinoplasty takes 1 to 2 hours, but that depends upon what is necessary. In other words, if it's a primary nose, that's a matter of reduction or refinement, that type of thing. 1 to 2 hours is very reasonable. However, when you get into extensive revisions, for example, where a lot of cartilage grafting has to be done to rebuild the nose, or you get into a nose that there's been significant trauma, it certainly can take longer. So it really depends upon what is done, but 1 to 2 hours is the average time.
Yeah, that is not too bad. As we conclude today, do you perform revision and ethnic rhinoplasty in addition to traditional rhinoplasties?
About 2/3 of my practice is revision work of people that have had surgery before I saw them. So I do a lot of revision. Being in Beverly Hills, we are such a melting pot of all different ethnicities, Spanish, Middle Eastern, etc. So we see a lot of patients who want an ethnic rhinoplasty. And by ethnic rhinoplasty, I mean they want to improve the physical features, but they want to maintain their ethnicity. For example, we see a lot of Persian patients that want to reduce their nose and refine it, but they still want to maintain their family characteristics. So ethnic rhinoplasty is very common, particularly in areas such as ours. And it's a subtlety, it's a different approach with similar goals, but it's very important to take in and listen to the patient's desires and their goals so that's clearly established for them before their surgery.
Dr. Fleming, we certainly appreciate what you do in the space and for taking the time to share your expertise with us today on the rhinoplasty procedure and surgeries. If listeners wanted to connect with you or to get further information on your practice there in Beverly Hills, California, where's the best place online to get further information?
That's easy. My website is BevHills, BevHills, BevHills.com.
And I'd agree, that's about as easy as it gets. Again, Dr. Fleming, all the best, and thanks so much for being a part of eHealth Radio today.
Enjoyed talking to you. Have a good day.
And I did as well. You take care. We've been speaking with Dr. Richard W. Fleming, an expert plastic surgeon located in Beverly Hills, California. And for all the details, simply visit BevHills.com. eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.